This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hour number two, Anthony Lima and Daryl is in for Kenny. Kenny returns on Monday, so Kenny missed out on all this goodness that was the Kirk Cousins rumors, the speculation, some innuendo thrown in there. And Daryl, you're just saying, hey, he's just visiting.
Yeah, just visiting. Okay. But we also missed out on, was Ken able to stream the Guardians game yesterday?
I know he was watching. I know he was 100% watching yesterday because we were sending some texts throughout the game.
Like, how many four-letter words did he utter as he was trying to watch the
He's still a
of
cable
it?
Guy, so he doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
He doesn't have the first-world problems
we
that
don't
I have.
Sweat that stuff. Okay. We just pay a lot more money than everybody else.
Well, congratulations to all of you on your success.
I know. I didn't think that I'd be one of the last holdouts here at the station.
I'm contemplating going back to cable at this point. Because I'm basically paying
That's a big
for,
move.
I'm paying for cable now with
Can
all my streaming
in?
Services, and once the four-letter network drops their thing later this year, their app or whatever, you know, because it's the dumbest thing in the world for me that, like, Disney Plus has ESPN bundled in, but it's none of the stuff ESPN-related that I actually want to watch.
I'm a holdout. I'm sticking with it. Can you take advantage of one of those promos, the first time promos, right?
Well, the problem is, and I've tried doing that, but they got hip to that. They got hip to the cancel and then renew under the promo bit. So now it's for new customers only.
That was all we had, Daryl.
I'm out of email addresses to register for this stuff.
Daryl, there's plenty more email addresses to get.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to somebody who has 32 Instagram burner accounts. You can't get those without making sure you have all those email addresses. All right, 216-474-0092. So, Kirk Cousins in town. We are getting, you know, the type of social media response is always brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You know, people are noting that, yeah, just because, this is from Joe Mo, just because Daryl doesn't, you know, the Browns have permission to speak to Cousins doesn't mean it didn't happen. I mean, yeah, you bring that up, that they would need permission, but it is 2025. What, do you think the Browns would be worried about losing draft picks over something like this? As annoying as this?
Listen, if they lose one of their 4 6th-round draft picks for tampering here, there's going to be it'll be a bigger scandal than Ray Farmer texting the sideline in the middle of the game.
It would be a pretty big scandal. It would be.
We've had issues in the NFL where teams have gotten busted for tampering and lost draft picks. It has happened before.
And yet it seems like at the combine, all the teams, whether it's tampering or not, or whether they're just they're having conversations with agents, how is it that immediately once free agency starts, all these contracts and all these new deals are secured?
Oh, are you trying to say that they can't negotiate $100 million contracts in the span of 15 seconds when the new league year begins? Or, I'm sorry, the legal tampering window opens? That is some very reckless speculation on your part there, Anthony Lima.
Setting all that sarcasm aside, if Kirk Cousins, if we did find out that the Browns could pull off a trade, forget about what happens in the draft.
Right.
Because that is going to be important, obviously. And we have plenty more sound because I got some Deion sound I want to play in a little bit because he is debunking some of the stuff that's out there about making sure to secure a landing spot that he feels comfortable with. Kirk Cousins, if he is the Browns quarterback in September, how much does it change your thought on where the Browns are this year?
The over-under is what, 4.5? Is that what the folks in the desert
where
is?
I saw it was dead last in the AFC.
Okay. I'm still taking the over with or without Kirk Cousins. I think 5 wins is the floor this coming season. Like, that's the absolute worst. I think maybe Kirk Cousins gives you 1, maybe 2 more wins. So instead of 5 wins, maybe you can get to 7. Is that really worth it?
Well, when you say worth it, the first thing is Kenny Pickett's the only quarterback on your roster right
Correct.
Now. You also have to add, and this is a pretty important element, you've got a front office that I don't care what their extensions were. I don't care what's in fine print about...
I don't think they're fighting for their jobs, to be honest with you.
Okay, you say
I disagree with that narrative.
You say that, Daryl. I mean, if this team wins 4 games and a bunch of people call their season ticket executive or their contact and they start dropping, like the Haslams, we know how they behaved in the past, and it's just how owners behave around the NFL. Yeah. You have back-to-back seasons of, they win 3 games last year, and if they win 5 games or less, 6 games or less, you think they're coming back?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't think that part of the reason they came back is I don't feel like ownership has put this all on Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I feel like because last year was the unmitigated disaster that it was, right? I feel like that was ownership's way, without saying it, I think that was ownership's way of acknowledging their culpability in what took place last season. Because I absolutely could have made a case, and I tried to make the case, Andrew Berry probably should have been fired after the season. Maybe not so much Kevin Stefanski. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. I don't know necessarily he's a good motivator, but do you have to be a good motivator to be a good football coach? That's a debate to be had. But I feel like that, because there's no quarterback here, no franchise quarterback, I think you have to get, if you're going to keep your...
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Front office around, which they did, you have to give your front office 2 years to evaluate that situation. So, I have a new theory of what's going to happen over the next month when it comes to the draft.
Go ahead.
I think the Browns are going to take Abdul Carter at 2, and I think they're going to trade back into the first round, 25-ish, maybe a little later.
To get
the quarterback. So that they get the fifth year of control, that fifth year option. If the quarterback doesn't pan out, well, you can still get out of it. You don't pick up that fifth year. You've moved on, right? It's not as punitive now missing in the first round on a quarterback as it used to be. Look at what Arizona did a couple years ago. They wasted no time moving on.
Yeah, Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray.
So you can do that, and you're at a point. It's throw stuff against the wall time for the Browns when it comes to quarterbacks, veteran and rookies. It just makes sense to take your best player at 2 and then come back into the first round to get a quarterback, just whatever you do, Andrew Berry, do not under any circumstances trade for the number 22 overall pick.
I the job security thing, Daryl, I'm just not with you. I don't think that anything, I don't care who they take in the draft.
I'm not saying that they're absolutely safe, but
I know what the climate is going to be like in this time. I know what it is now. There is, would you not say there's been an element of apathy in this Browns offseason, despite the fact they have the number 2 overall pick?
No.
I mean, number 2 overall pick, and I understand.
My Browns fans, friends, they text me weekly about their frustrations, and the passion's still there. I don't think that Browns fans are apathetic. I think Browns fans are angry. I think Browns fans are fed up. I think Browns fans are disgusted.
You went from a team that every year we were saying, well, they're in their contention window. Well, we have some of the most talent in the NFL. And now you're looking at the over-under totals, and it's 4.5 going into a season.
They blew it with the Deshaun Watson trade. They blew it. From ownership through the front office, they blew it. They are to blame for totally messing up what was supposed to be the positive proceeds from going 1-31 and 4-44. They blew it. They missed the runway, and now they're trying to do a reset here midstream and kind of keep this thing together without doing a complete and utter reset. And part of that was getting Myles Garrett back, because if you had to trade Myles, you're smashing the reset button. You're blowing the whole thing up at some point.
They not doing that anyway? Are they not in the middle? I mean, think about it. You're going to lose at the end of the year. Betonio's going to be gone. We think that Teller's going to be on the team this year. He'll be gone. Conklin will be gone. Like, you start going through. I have no idea about the future of JOK. Right. The Nick Chubb era, even if he comes back this year, his era is over.
Right?
I mean, it's that.
They're going to draft a running back.
Yeah.
They're going to draft another tight end. David Njoku's contract is up. They met with him in Miami earlier this week. They did a 2-for-1 with the whole Cam Ward thing. But I don't sit here feeling like Andrew Berry this offseason is GMing for his job. Yes, his job will be on the line if the team does not perform well, or we don't see development from young players, or we don't see...
And that's not GMing for your job then?
No, I think that he'll be aggressive in the draft. I think that's where... This was not an offseason to get aggressive in free agency. It was not a good... The free agency class was about as good as this quarterback class. It just wasn't that great. It wasn't worth spending big money. And I got to be honest with you, I really think Andrew Berry did a pretty good job over the last couple of weeks. Shored up the offensive line, added some much-needed versatility to that particular unit, okay? Got a little help on the defensive side of the ball. But the impact, where Andrew Berry, you want to know where Andrew Berry's going to lose his job? Is if he messes up this draft. Because after taking 3 years off of not having top picks, first and second rounders, this year he's got to hit. And that's why I am now convinced they're going to have 2 first-round picks this year.
All right, Daryl's saying they're taking Abdul Carter right now at number 2 and then trading back in to get a quarterback at the end of the first round. 216-474-0092. Steve in Wycliffe. Go ahead. You're on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So, quarterbacks. Stop talking about quarterbacks. The Browns would be better off to try and reinvent the game without using a quarterback.
Excuse me?
They're horrible at it. They're horrible at it. They can't pick one. They had one for whatever reason. They lose them. They get hurt. It's a litany.
All right, so what's your setup? Steve, I got to hear this. What is your setup this year? How are you going to fill out a roster and do this without a quarterback?
I don't care. They're not going to pick the right one. They've been through 40. As an organization, they've been through 40 quarterbacks.
Gotta have something, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, how are you getting past Kansas City, Buffalo? How are you getting by
Baltimore.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson in the division?
They're not. How about if we just stop talking about the Browns completely?
Why did we take that call?
I figured
if you plan on calling in and your take is to not have a player play a position anymore, probably reevaluate your life.